All right, kids. We just got back from spring break, and there are only 4 weeks left until our final entrepreneurial demo day. And that can only mean one thing. It's go time. I'm Kristen Clark, and you're listening to Inside Town Night, a podcast about a group of people who are turning their cool ideas about the future of journalism into living, breathing companies. Things have started to get pretty real in this program lately. At the end of our 15 weeks here, we'll be pitching our projects publicly, in front of a room full of real live investors and journalists and other entrepreneurs. So right before the break, our class began doing these rough run-throughs of our final presentations.
So hello everyone, my name is Rebecca Harris. I recently started a company called Purple Politics.
It's pretty incredible to see how far we've come in such a short time. Almost all of us have put a stake in the ground at this point. We've put up landing pages or full websites for our companies. And many of us have launched newsletters or have an active social media following. But one of the biggest changes I saw in these last pitches is that many of our projects are starting to take on a concrete life outside of this program.
We're looking at scaling the whole concept to Cuba.
Several of us have partnered already with major media organizations or have gotten some serious outside investment.
Yeah, money. So we figured out for the Cuba product, it's going to take about realistically, about $200,000 to get something off the ground, and that's to have high-quality specialist journalists with knowledge of Cuba, and unfortunately, I've only got half of that investment right now, so I need your help, and I can issue you a convertible note.
These projects aren't just class exercises anymore. They're real investments with real costs, and in some cases, real live revenue. Revenue that people's livelihoods may depend on one day. And to be honest, this kind of freaked me out. Because if I want to continue doing this project after my fellowship ends, I better have a concrete game plan so I don't run out of money. It's times like this when you've got to call in an expert.
Hello?
Hey, Dad?
Yeah.
Hey, for the folks at home, first of all, who are you?
Well, I'm Jeff Clark. I'm Kristen Clark's father. I'm an electrical engineer.
And a badass project manager.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so my dad kind of undersold himself there. He's actually a master planner who coordinates these multi-year, multi-million-dollar engineering projects. This is a guy who knows how to deal with moving parts and a ton of uncertainty, which is great because at this early point in my startup process, there are about 100 different variables that could change the entire outcome of my company. My dad's helping me put together what's called a pro forma.
What's a pro forma?
Well, pro forma, actually, the word pro forma generally means some sort of a financial analysis that allows you to kind of model something for business purposes. And in particular, you can model different types of scenarios, with different types of what-ifs. If you were to change certain variables, then how would the business be affected in the future?
Basically, it's a big, giant spreadsheet of all the different milestones in my company, like what points different revenue streams kick in, and how fast my audience will grow, and when I might be able to start paying myself.
Yeah, like 20,000 listeners, so 20 times 40, 2 times 4, so that's like $800. Is that right? So that, like, still doesn't cover the cost of my podcast, even at 20,000 listeners, which is substantial for a podcast.
It's still a work in progress, and probably every single one of those numbers is going to change. But when it's done, it'll be a flexible roadmap for my company, which is good, because with only a month left of grad school, I'll need a bridge to whatever comes next. I'm Kristen Clark, and I'll be back next week with more stories from Inside Town Night.